Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We are back with Deborah Gillis. She's the president and CEO of CAMH Foundation. And we've been talking about mental health and how that works and what that looks like at the only hospital in Canada for mental health and addiction. So there's probably a lot to be learned in through that, watching that recovery process there, and that we could kind of work into our own lives while we're having so much stress and so much angst as a collective, as a, all across the nation during this COVID time.
Yeah, it's of course really important to focus on our mental health during this time in particular, given the challenges that we're all facing, both adjusting to new ways of working, to people losing their job, to the challenges that come from isolation and social distancing that we're all facing. So this is a particularly interesting time, an important time for us to be paying attention to our mental health, and of course to be paying attention to the mental health of those friends and family members, including children, so that we're really understanding what they may be dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
And want to make sure your listeners understand that we're not the only mental health hospital
No.
in the country. There are others.
Okay. But yeah. This one is just specifically for mental health issues. Like we have like wings on every hospital, I think, that help cover it, but the CAMH is the only one that's designated just for mental health?
I don't know that we're the only mental health hospital in the country. I don't believe that that's the case, Kathy, but certainly we are the largest in Canada and based in Toronto.
Deborah, if we know of people, or even if we're unsure about how people are handling this and we're concerned, how would we go about helping them, or what kind of questions might we pose to see if we could be of service, or if how we could just show up for them?
Yeah, as you said, I think that we're all struggling in one way or another, and it's certainly a difficult time for many people. Very important to keep lines of communication open, to speak to those in our, you know, friends and family, to reach out to them, to ask questions of how people are doing. So often both being a really good listener and for those who are really feeling anxious about what's happening with COVID, to with permission to provide facts and information that may help, but certainly paying attention to differences that you might see in people, whether they are behaving in ways that are not consistent with their usual behavior, and asking questions about how people are doing. Certainly keeping in touch is really important so that we know and can step in if we need to do that, and particularly paying attention to those people in our circles who kind of go silent that we haven't been hearing from. Reaching out and making that connection can be really helpful.
Mm-hmm. And how is CAMH handling COVID? Is it kind of isolated or locked down as well because of COVID? Like most hospitals are very empty, awaiting other things.
Well, we're actually perhaps unique in some ways that we are virtually at full capacity in terms of our patients. Our doctors and nurses that have treated patients who have had COVID and are in our care. And, of course, one of the things that we're doing in addition to treating and continuing to provide mental health care for our patients is also providing supports to the community. So we have set up a resource hub for COVID-19 that your listeners can find at CAMH.ca. And the COVID-19 hub provides a number of resources that the general public and frontline healthcare workers can access to answer questions about how to cope with anxiety and stress that they may be experiencing through COVID, how to talk to family members, and of course provide really important reminders that some level of concern and anxiety during this period is very normal, given what we're all experiencing. But there are a series of tips and strategies for how to cope in this environment, and then some self-assessment tools that people can take if they're practicing some of those coping strategies but still find that they're not doing very well. The self-assessment tools can help you understand if perhaps you need some more professional support and help as you manage through this time.
And what are some of those tips? I mean, is it sane and good enough to be screaming into your oven mitts when you just like have had it? Like what's sane and what's not so sane?
It feels like that's what we want to do sometimes, certainly. So the tips are some of the things that you mentioned earlier, including practicing meditation. They include limiting the amount of time and information that we focus on in terms of the pandemic. Mm-hmm. It includes eating healthy. It includes limiting our intake of alcohol or caffeine. It includes, for example, for some people, there might be a tendency to really focus on the negative and to be concerned and think about worst-case scenarios, and that'll be challenging to manage during this time. Reminding ourselves that we have successfully been through difficult times in the past can be helpful for some people. Really breaking down what we're feeling into more bite-sized pieces. And, of course, you know, as we were talking about earlier, just reaching out and trying to stay connected to people is really important for all of us during this time as well.
Deborah, how do you sit with the unknown?
Well, I try to do all of some of the things that we've just been talking about. Even within my team, we have scheduled a weekly guided meditation that we all join. We are taking time to connect with each other as colleagues and friends. I've certainly spent time trying to do the things in my life that I enjoy, like going out for a walk. Those things that are really in some of the category of practicing self-care and knowing what's really helpful for me as part of what I've done, both as an individual but also as I think about my role as a leader of my organization and wanting to be able to support and my team as we go through this very new and different working world that we're dealing with.
Yeah, to be able to have confidence in the unknown is a real balancing act, a real challenge.
Yeah, and I do think for most of us, trying to put some structure in our days to set some reasonable and small goals for a day of what we would like to accomplish can be helpful for us just in terms of having a bit of a sense of control over what's happening. Those kinds of strategies can be helpful for most of us.
Mm-hmm. Sounds a lot like the Serenity Prayer. Where did you come from before you did that? You came to CAMH 2 years ago?
I had spent 12 years at an organization called Catalyst that focuses on women's workplace advancement, and for the last 4 and a bit years of that time, I was the global CEO based out of New York City.
Wow. So you are a strong leader.
Well, I've had really interesting opportunities to lead organizations that really matter to me, doing important work that I hope makes a bit of a difference in the world.
Yeah, oh, I'm sure it does make a big difference in the world. Can you let our listeners know again just where they can find the website and some of the things that are answered for them as far as just little tips for mental health, someplace that they can just go if they need a bright idea?
Yes, please go to CAMH, CAMH.ca, and in particular, look for the COVID-19 Resource Hub, and you'll see a series of strategies, coping tools there for managing stress and anxiety during the pandemic. There's particular tips for talking to your children, for example, which, of course, many parents are struggling with right now, and lots of other resources on issues related to mental health that I think will be helpful for people.
That is so good. And if we can find ways to keep our children calm and happy, I think the rest of the household will be okay, too.
For sure.
Okay. I want to really thank you for coming on Health First Radio today and sharing information about CAMH. And we would just like to just wish you well in all the work that you do in your leadership position to provide for us Canadians.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the time to speak with you.
Okay. Thank you. And we'll be right back after a quick break.